Rich, I think it's very important. UV tries to get a stop here because if Green puts another one on the board, they're going to continue to build this lead. It's going to be tougher and tougher for UV to get back in this game.
UV's been kicking the ball off pretty well here. Postma's been pretty accurate getting it in within the 20-yard line and kind of in the corner away from the returners. He's been kicking it away from the Austin kid as well. The Austin kid's on the right-hand side. So I would predict here that a postman's going to go away from him and kick it to the other returner, who I can't tell his number.
So, again,
I was right.
Sun has set here, so it is a true under-the-lights type of game here tonight. And back up to the 35-yard line, the returner is Wyatt Ingram. Gets it out to the 35 before he is brought down by Marcus Proskin. And should be a fun second half here. Again, Green leading 28-16.
Postma going away from Austin, going to Ingram, just as I predicted. I would imagine that UV doesn't want Austin to have the ball at all.
Tristan Austin with two TDs in the first half for Green. Blaine Reifenberg rushes for two TDs for the Storm on the other side. So Green now going right to left on your radio dial here to start the third quarter. Again, they have the white tops, the black pants, and the green helmet. UV's in the black tops, the purple pants, the gold trim, the gold lettering, and the purple helmet. And so this will be a first down and 10 to go. Snap is low. Titus drops back. He's flushed out of the pocket here. Titus wants to throw. Instead, he's going to step up and run. Good for the first down out to the 45 before he is brought down there by Marcus Proskin of UV.
Trips to the right, but they also spread Austin all the way over to the left. It looked like he was looking for Austin. Nate is. Has Austin been a good receiver this year? I don't think he's caught anything in this game.
Hasn't caught anything tonight, but I know they have used him as a receiver, and he's done well. He's done well every week for Green. I mean, when Coach Gorton sends me the stats, it's a very healthy dose of Tristan Austin every week.
Again, they're putting Austin out wide here, so they're going to an empty backfield, trips to the right, nothing else.
And so it looks like Green wants to try to go to the air here, and here comes the house rush, and wow, a nice job there by UV. Big-time loss here for Green as breaking through, trying to see who got him on the tackle there, I believe.
It was Travis Knapp.
Yeah, Knapp as well as Nick Tuttle in, and Titus just had nowhere to go.
It was a bad snap, a really, really low snap, and by the time he kind of gathered himself, the Knapp kid was in there and made a good play.
And so this will be a second down and 15, so a loss of 5 on the play there for the Green Trojans.
Green, mysteriously here, going to the air. All of a sudden, why not just get the ball back into Austin's hands? But again, going trips right again.
And so Green here on second down and 15. Titus again in the shotgun. Let's see if UV can break through and bring the pressure. They're going to throw. They do get it to the outside for Tristan Austin. He's good for the first down. He's at the 40 to the 30, turning on that speed to the 20. Cuts back at the 10, and Tristan Austin is in for the touchdown. A 60-yard touchdown, catch, and run for Tristan Austin.
And that, my friends, is why I'm not a coach. I mean, they talked about that. They went every play, trips to the right, got Austin to the left, and that was a beautifully well-played. Just got the ball in probably their best player's hands.
If you can get him into space, he is just so tough to stop.
He just ran around three guys. I mean, he just made them look silly.
So Green now leads 34-16 with 10:15 to go in the third quarter.
It's kind of disheartening for UV, right? Because they had them stop the second and 15, and it was tough.
Going to be a two-point conversion try again. Trips to the right here. Titus is going to roll to the outside. He throws, and the pass is incomplete. Looks like the intended receiver on the far side.
Boy, those numbers are hard to read on the far side.
Yeah, Grayson Flanagan, I believe, was the intended receiver. So that is going to do it for that drive. Green comes up empty on the two-point conversion, but it's another Tristan Austin TD, his third of the night. Green leads UV 34-16, 10:15 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Summer is just around the corner. No matter if you prefer your fun with 2, 4, or more wheels, or if you prefer something a little more buoyant, you can get a jump on your next purchase with a recreation loan from SFCU. With low rates and flexible terms, you can spend your time planning your next adventure, not how you're going to pay for it. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It is Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO. Green kicking off. UV is going to just fall on this one at the 35-yard line after the green kickoff. Recovered there for Unadilla Valley right again at the 35-yard line. So UV now going left to right, and they find themselves down 34-16 with about 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Caden Butts tried to grab that out of the air, had a weird spin to it, and UV was lucky to fall on that ball.
So the Storm will be going left to right to start this third quarter. It really did feel like at the end of the first half that UV had that momentum back again. But Green scoring on that last drive, let's see if UV can get it back again.
And you could tell Green was just trying so hard to get the ball in the Austin in the open field, and they finally did it and scored.
So here is Blaine Reifenberg. Again, here's Postma in the backfield. So we'll see what they decide to do with him. Postma trying to open up a hole for Reifenberg, and they do. He bounces out to about the 40 before being driven back on the play by Hunter Page of Green.
I liked it before when they were bringing Postma out to the edge and getting him outside. Now they're trying to use Postma almost as like a wedge block going down the middle. I liked it when they got him out kind of in space. You know, almost when they pull a guard in 11-man football, they get that guard out running in front of the quarterback. I don't know. I liked that when they were doing that before, but Postma seems to be running up the middle here.
So this is going to be a second down at about 5 to go. UV is at their own 41-yard line, again going left to right. And this is going to be a direct snap to John Leonard. Leonard to the outside, trying to get that first down. He's got it. He's right up to about the 48-yard line. So move the chains for UV with 9:22 to go here third quarter. It's Green 34, UV 16.
They did that time. They got Postma out in space a little bit. They could run. Leonard ran out in front of him. He should have stayed back. Maybe got a little extra yards getting behind the big blocker, but who knows.
That's a nice little wrinkle to throw in there as well. Go to Leonard instead of Reifenberg. Gives Reifenberg a quick breather as well and get some of the attention off of him. So this will be UV up to midfield here. Again, with 9 minutes to go in this third quarter, they trail 34-16.
Boy, they've been in the huddle a long time here. Is the guy, he's starting to count off. Yep.
UV's going to have to hustle here on the play clock. Here's the snap to Reifenberg. Takes off right side. Reifenberg trying to push the pile and does. Here on first down, he's going to pick up about 5 into Green territory.
It almost looked like they changed the play in the huddle there. Reifenberg was in there kind of barking orders. It looked like they might have changed something up there. They got 5 yards on it, so it worked, whatever it was.
So UV doing well on this drive, trying to move the ball and keep this game within reach as they trail now 34-16 with 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Again, here on the turf in Norwich tonight, it's Nate Lull joined by Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Handoff here on second down. Going to be good for a first down as this is Leonard again across the 40 down to the 36 before he's tackled on the play there by Green. Streaking through was Grayson Flanagan to bring down Leonard.
This might be why Postma isn't in the backfield as much. He's coming out. I need a little breather there. Looks like he's might be a little tired here. Oh, no, maybe equipment problem with the shoulder pad.
Oh, yeah, he's going over to one of the assistant coaches to get tied back up here.
One of his shoulder pad straps came off.
And so this will be UV with another first down, moving the ball well on this drive down to the Green 41-yard line. So breaking the huddle here, and they'll walk up to the line here. Reifenberg still getting, or excuse me, Postma still getting worked on. Seemed to be all set there on the sideline. They'll see if they can get him back in. Reifenberg on a 1st and 10. Here's the snap. Drops back, wants to pass, looking for Butts over the middle. He's double-teamed. Now has to throw, but the throw is low and incomplete.
Had nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Butts was about triple-teamed downfield, and the Green rushers just were circling all around Reifenberg.
7:22 to go in the third. It's Green 34 and UV 16. And again, thanks for joining us tonight. 8-man football tonight on WCDO. And again, other games tonight that we're keeping an eye on. Chenango Forks leading Norwich 20-0. That's in the third quarter down at the Forks tonight. And last check we had from the game over in Bainbridge, the only other game happening tonight was Deposit Hancock leading BG by a score of 8-7. Handoff here on 2nd down and 10 to go. Handoff was a little messed up there between Reifenberg and John Leonard, and he paid the price for it as 3 Green tacklers come in to bring him down, led by Hunter Page.
They just don't seem to have that play down. Every time they go to that I formation, and they just don't seem to get that smooth handoff between Leonard and Reifenberg on that set.
So So this is going to be a third down and about 9 to go for the UV Storm with 6:50 to go in this third quarter.
Just something doesn't look right with that play.
So UV, let's see what they decide to do.
They're that same formation.
The I formation here for the Storm. And here is Reifenberg under center, wants to hand off, and he does for Leonard. Pushes his way up to the 30, so this is going to be a manageable fourth down, probably about a fourth and 5 to go.
Reifenberg was looking over to Regas, and it looked like he's calling for a spread here. Looked like he kind of did the spread motion with his hands, so maybe he's asking the coach to spread it out here and maybe use his own feet.
And that was Hunter Page again on the tackle. Boy, between Damian Hitt, Hunter Page, Grayson Flanagan, they've done a nice job wrapping up some of those UV guys on offense tonight.
And that's exactly what they did. They spread the entire field out besides three linemen here.
Wow, this is going to be a fourth down at about 5 to go. Green trying to come through. They're going to throw to the outside, and Reifenberg's pass was behind his intended receiver, Marcus Proskin.
That was interesting. We haven't seen that much out of UV. A quick little screen pass was right behind him. That's almost dangerous there as a fumble.
And so a turnover on downs, and Green is going to get the ball back with 5:57 to go in the third. Green leading 34-16, and the UV defense is going to be on them again right now.
Reifenberg not happy with himself. He knew he got let one get away there. Probably not the best decision.
And so this will be Green taking over again with the white tops, the black pants, and the green helmets here tonight. Ball on the 32-yard line. And so the Trojans will have it here, going right to left. And they are in control right now, again, leading 34-16, about 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. We're in Norwich tonight on the turf. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the UV Storm. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Again, our score, Green 34, UV 16, midway through the third quarter on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It is Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on a beautiful spring night here for high school football. We've said this before, Rich, but nicer this time of year when hopefully, in theory, each week you go, the weather gets a little better.
Is it tough for you to say spring football? I was thinking that earlier when you said that.
It is. I'm not used to it yet, I'll say that.
I was thinking when the lights weren't on here in the background, I love it when Norwich is in the fall because it's got a great backdrop with the leaves.
Here is a first down, and the ball's on the turf. Who's going to come up with it? Green is going to recover the fumble, and I believe off the bottom of the pile here, let's see who came up with that. I believe it was Jaron Hogenkamp for Green.
That's a great 5-yard gain for him. I mean, does that counts it for 5
yards
for
counts.
Him, right?
Yeah.
Lineman gets 5-yard carry right there.
So that ball was on the turf, rolling around, up for fair play, fair game, but Green's able to fall on it. 5.5 to go now in the third quarter, so UV couldn't manage to get that one there.
Lucky break there for Green. UV would have had the ball on their territory.
So DH still leads BG 8-7, three quarters in the books over in Bainbridge tonight. Again, 8-7 for the Eagles over the Bobcats at the moment. Here's Tristan Austin on a carry for Green on second down and 5 to go. Going to be very close. I think he's going to get it out to about the 43-yard line here.
Do you see a lot of those plays, Nate, in eight-man football where the handoff just doesn't seem that clean? Like in 11-man football, the handoffs seem much more clean. Is it an eight-man thing, or is it just these teams maybe aren't used to the game yet?
I think it's, in my personal opinion, it's a combination of not much of a preseason. So I've seen a lot of football this year that maybe looks a little rusty because they haven't had a lot of time to work on things, and I think some of these teams are getting used to the eight-man game. Handoff here for Green for Austin. Nowhere to go on first down. The UV defense, Postma leading the charge to wrap them up. I think the biggest thing is that these teams, again, have not had a lot of time to practice. Even when they first started, they were maybe lining up in the gym. If you didn't have turf, you couldn't get outside. Certainly it's been tough on these teams.
Yeah, we were lucky here in Norwich. We had our field plowed, but before that we were even out here in the snow. And I mean, it's got to be tough for these schools that are practicing in the gymnasium.
Now, Green does have turf, so
right.
They are one of the only 8-man teams in our coverage area here that has the turf. So maybe they had a little bit of an advantage, but they're one of those teams. They're coming from 11 to 8. It's kind of a whole new thing sometimes. So here is a second down and about 9 to go. They're going to go back to Austin. Can he get the edge? He does. First down and more. He's at the 40. Cuts back to the 30. Pushes off a tackler, and he is going to be in for a Green touchdown, his fourth of the night. With 3:35 to go in the third, Tristan Austin, it is his show tonight.
He just has a different speed. Got to the corner and just took it. Oh, we got a flag, Nate. We got a flag.
Oh,
now.
We do have a flag on the play.
Oh, holding.
Oh, against Green. So Tristan Austin has his fourth of the night called back.
Is that the first flag of the game? I don't know if we've seen a flag yet.
Yeah, we've seen a couple. Yeah, we've seen one in the first half there. But, yeah, it's been a pretty clean game besides that.
Or is it really the refs want to go home early tonight?
We're not allowed to say that on the air.
Is there ever a clean football game? Come on.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Wait, I can't say that?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, I know some of those referees down there. I'll tell them that.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, we like to like to pick on them when we can, as I know they like to pick on me. So, no, I just that's one of those things, kind of the. Maybe an old school taboo thing.
Is you don't say their names, right? You don't say the referee's name.
No, I don't. So I mean, some guys do. They'll write down a referee's name and maybe say it pregame or something. Here our officials tonight are. And here is a throw to Austin on the far side to the 40. He's got a first down and more. Austin looking for that fourth touchdown to the 20. Cuts back to the 15. Austin down to the 10 before he's tackled there. And this is going to be a first down inside the 10-yard line for the Trojans.
See, in the last play when he got called back, he had that second speed when he got to the corner. He just kind of took off. There, it looked like he almost got a little tired. When he got down to the 10-yard line, he could have taken off. And he is. He's off the sideline. I wonder if he needs a breather here. That's two long plays in a row.
I was going to say, he just had that touchdown that got called back. It was probably about 50 yards. Yeah, he's looking, taking the helmet off.
Yeah.
He's taking a knee. Yeah,
yeah. I would be tired too. I mean, I am a stellar athlete. I mean, not probably not of your caliber, but yeah, he's chugging some water over there.
We've heard about your speed.
Oh yeah, I'm fast. So, maybe 30 years ago.
So this is going to be a first down and goal to go, as Green is just inside the 10-yard line, waiting for the snap. They're going to hand it off, and wow, Timmy Boyce Postma coming through and tackling the runner there. No chance for Green. And, looks like we might have an injury on the play with 2.5 to go. It is 34-16.
They called the sideline pretty quick. You don't like that when they call the sideline over. Even the opposing team was calling the sideline quick.
Yeah, could not see who the Green running back is, but he's down on the field. We're going to take an injury timeout. Again, 2.5 to go, third quarter. It is Green 34, UV 16. We'll be back in just a minute on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2600. Or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We want your trading. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many...
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at Shandello.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull on WCDO here tonight and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Green leading 34-16. We do have an injured player down on the field now for the Green Trojans, and it does look like they might be bringing the ambulance out for him here. So we're going to just pause for a minute, and we'll probably take another injury timeout here in just a second. We could not see who the ball carrier was as Green was marching down there inside the 10-yard line here, so we'll hope that our young football player here is okay, and he's going to get the medical attention that he needs here. Again, our score is 34-16. Green is on top of Unadilla Valley here. Look at our out-of-town scores again. Shenango Forks has scored late in the third quarter to make it 27-0 over Norwich, so we're keeping an eye on that contest tonight. We're also told that Deposit Hancock still leads BG 8-7. They're in the fourth quarter now down there in Bainbridge. And just a reminder, other games coming up tomorrow. Sydney will be at Oneonta tomorrow. That's going to be a 6 o'clock kickoff for high school football. Delhi is at Walton. Always a fun rivalry with those two teams. That game's at 1:30 at Walton. Sus Valley's at Windsor tomorrow at noon. One game that was canceled tomorrow is another 8-man game, Oxford at Unitego at 1 o'clock. That game has been postponed tomorrow. So, all right, we're going to take another injury timeout. When we come back, we'll look to get back underway between Green and UV. An injury timeout here with 2:30 to go in this third quarter. It's Green 34, UV 16 on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego. 988-9264.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our injured Green player on the field was Hogan Ludoff, and he is receiving the medical attention he needs. We think here in the press box, again, that by no means are we medical experts, maybe some sort of a shoulder or maybe a collarbone injury as he went off on the stretcher here. So we wish the best to Hogan Ludoff. Great sportsmanship by UV went over as he was going off just to give him a little pat on the leg there and say, hey, good luck to you.
Yeah, you got to like the UV guys going over and doing that. These UV guys seem pretty good sports.
So we are going to be back underway here with 2:20 to go in this third quarter. Green looking to run it up the middle. And, again, UV trying to bring down Tristan Austin, and they do. They're grabbing every piece of clothing they can to try to rip him down. And so with 2:10 to go here in the third, this is going to be a third down and about 6 to go. Again, Green going right to left there inside the 10, down to about the 5-yard line here.
Austin's just not the same player when they run him right up the middle, right? He's got to get out into space. It doesn't seem like he gets a whole lot when they just kind of do the old dive play up the middle with him. They need to get him out in space more, but, I mean, here I am. He scored like four touchdowns already, and I'm critiquing them.
Well, he's got three, but he's looking for four. Yeah, he did have four, but it got called back there on that last.
I probably shouldn't be so critical on this.
Well, he's had a heck of a night here. Green has looked really good, and I think they're starting to figure the 8-man game out, that's for sure. So Green's going to take a timeout, and so this will be a third down at about 5 to go. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll take a 30-second break on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. With a minute and a half to go in this third quarter, it is Green 34 and UV 16. So this is Green marching once again here after the timeout. This will be a third down and about 5 to go.
The last 2 minutes have taken about 12 minutes in real time, hasn't it?
Yeah, sometimes we were just joking off the air that sometimes you never know with a Friday night football game. They can go a long time. A pitch here to Austin on the right side, and he's in. There's that fourth touchdown of the night for Tristan Austin. Gets to the edge, turns the corner, and it's a touchdown for Green.
He gets to the outside, and he just has so much space. He has just a different speed than compared to everybody else out there today. He is just so quick, and he just turns it on. He's got a second gear.
1:25 to go in the third, and Green now leads 40-16, and they'll go for the two-point conversion here, and Green in full control at the moment here on the turf in Norwich.
It just looks like now maybe Coach Gordon's trying to get a couple other guys involved, trying to do a couple new things, spreading it out here.
And so here is Titus again in the shotgun. He's got Austin in the backfield, but they do have one wide receiver to the left, one to the right. And they're going to look to throw across the middle here, and it is incomplete over the intended receiver's head. So, again, with 1:25 to go in the third, our score is Green 40 and UV 16. We'll be back here late in the third quarter on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Nate Lull here on CDO tonight. Can't even get that out there. And Rich Turnbull with me as well. And so this will be Green kicking off to UV with 1:25 to go in the third. Green with a fresh 40-16 lead. Four touchdowns tonight for Tristan Austin. He has been the star of the show.
Maybe a little foreshadowing for your awards at the end of the night, Nate?
It could be. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. Here's a kickoff. And Caden Butts is able to fall on it right at about the 48-yard line, so good field position for UV. But, yeah, again, at the end of tonight's contest, stay tuned. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose in our tonight's postgame show.
Seen that a few times now for Caden Butts, right? The old hands team in the front, he must be the old the fielder for the UV Storm.
And so this will give UV good field position, as we said, right on the Norwich logo at midfield. As they go left to right. Again, they're in the black tops tonight with the gold trim, the purple pants, and the purple helmet. Here is Reifenberg under center again late in this third quarter with 1:20 to go. They're going to look to hand it off, and they will up the middle, running for Marcus Proskin, good for about 2 yards here on a first and 10. I think actually he'll pick up about three.
3 yards. looks like 3 yards and maybe even four. I have bad eyesight.
And so, yeah, I would say this is about a second down and seven to go as UV is into green territory. Clock is moving down to 1 minute to go here in this third quarter. And so this will be UV coming back. Reifenberg gets the play from the sideline. As the Storm, they've moved the ball well at times here tonight. Let's see what they can do on this drive. This is Reifenberg hustling up to the line as play clock starting to get low. They're going to hand one off, and again, right up the middle. Good for just about 6 yards. Going to be very close to a first down, as that was Matt Bogdan on the carry.
Yeah, they did. Reifenberg keeps on coming over and getting the play call, and then it just seems to be taking a lot of time in the huddle. And so the play clock seems to be catching up with them.
And so this will be UV on a third and short here, Rich.
Yeah, just got to get the first down here, right? Try to keep the ball. Are they going to let the clock run out?
Yeah, 5 seconds to go. Will UV get this playoff in time? Waiting for the snap on third down. They're going to try to QB keep it. It'll be good for the first down. That'll be the last play of the third quarter. It'll be a first down, pushing the pile forward. Behind Postma was the QB, Blaine Reifenberg. Three quarters in the books. It's green 40, UV 16. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO as UV switches their direction here on the field to start the fourth quarter. And they are trailing by a score of 40-16 here on the road. Well, actually, technically, I guess, who's the home team here tonight?
UV's the home team,
okay.
Yep.
UV, the home team, on the turf here at Norwich tonight. This will be a second down at about eight to go. UV now going right to left. They are at the 39-yard line. Yeah, these teams met back in week one. That game was at Green, so it makes sense. UV playing their home games this year on the turf here in Norwich.
How many eight-man teams do we have here in Section 4?
Boy, I believe we have 11 now. It's now one of the bigger categories, as this is Reifenberg here on a second down. He has nowhere to go, and he's brought down by Tyler Brown of Green. Very nicely done. I believe now more small schools are playing 8-man than 11-man.
He was looking for Caden Butts on that play, but just nowhere to go again.
Yeah, I'd have to count it up, but you know, for the longest time it was just UV and UV and Oxford here in our area. Now it's Unitego, Green, Oxford, UV, and I think a couple other teams are going to be very, very close to joining it next year.
I was just going to ask you, is there any teams on the verge? Norwich has got good numbers in football. I was just wondering if there's anybody else out there.
There's our good friend, Tim Smith, from Cover 4, checking in with us. Cover 4 podcast, check that out. He just says, yes, 11 teams. It's the largest division right now in Section 4. There's an incomplete pass on third down.
So do we get to the point where we have to actually make two divisions based on geography, Mr. Smith? What do you think?
Yeah, we'll have to see what he texts back to us here. As, you know, I was talking with Coach Gorton before the game, and he said, you know, I could see BG going to it. I could see Delhi going to it. He goes, maybe DH in the future, so we'll have to see.
What about a team like Walton? I mean, Delhi's got a strong tradition of football. So does Delhi, Walton. I mean,
Delhi, though, the class numbers, I mean, I went to their graduation 2 years ago. I think they're graduating about 52. So you think in your head that Delhi is a bigger school, and they were at one time, and they still are compared to a traditional Class D type of school. But, you know, instead of graduating 80 or 90, you're graduating 52 can make a big difference. I would say Walton in our area probably has the healthiest numbers right now, but that's tough. And here it is on a fourth down, a incomplete pass for Marcus Proskin. Wow. And, boy, are they saying this was a fumble and Green's going to pick it up and take this one to the house. I don't see a whistle on the play. This could be a touchdown for Green. Yes. That's They're exactly. saying that's a fumble and a touchdown recovery. Tyler Brown took it to the house.
The referee on our side of the field definitely had that call right from the beginning. It was a backwards or, you know, pass in the backfield. Is that what you call it in this? I don't know. A backwards pass. And they, surely what happened. I called it early in the game. They almost did that in the first half, but then they definitely did it this time.
So a 55-yard run back after that fumble recovery for Tyler Brown of Green, and he took that one to the house. Wow, what a play there. And I think everybody just kind of assumed it was an incomplete pass. Mm-hmm. Brown took off. Kudos to him. They always say play to the whistle, and he did a good job there.
The referee had it right from the beginning. He had the signal. It was a kind of a straight arm type of signal. You knew he was signaling something.
So Green leading 46-16 with 10:10 to go in the fourth quarter. And it looks like they'll be going for two here.
Is this a COVID thing? They're changing the balls out because you can't touch the other...
I don't know why they're exchanging that ball. Yeah, they're
getting the UV football out of here.
They threw one over there. Yeah, that must be the case.
But the unit, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, they changed. Okay.
And so here they're going to go for two, and this will be the 2-point conversion. They are going to pitch it to Tristan Austin. He's got the edge, and he will be in. So that is a 2-point conversion there for Green, leading 48-16. I think we're both chuckling because. I mean, he just ran back with that ball, 60 yards, touched it, and then they changed it.
Yeah,
but hey,
yeah,
whatever.
Don't mess with the ball.
So that is going to be our score, Green 48 and UV 16 with 10:10 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Shenango Forks now leading Norwich 34-7. About 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in that game. We got 10-10 to go in the fourth quarter here in Norwich. It's an 8-man football game between Green and UV. Green leading 48-16 after that 55-yard fumble recovery, taking it to the house for Tyler Brown.
Yeah, Green has just got all the momentum, got all the energy. They're jumping around, having a good time, and it just looks like defeated and deflated on the UV side.
Green's going to kick one right up the middle here, and this one will roll out to about the 20-yard line. A little hot potato picked up by Matt Bogdan. Cuts back to the 30-yard line, and he is tackled there. That's where UV is going to take over here for another offensive possession. So, again, games happening tomorrow. Sydney is at Oneonta. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff there at OHS. Delhi and Walton, one of the best rivalries around. 1:30 p.m. is the kickoff there. I think both those teams always excited to get up and play one another. And Windsor is hosting Suss Valley, at noon.
Ooh, Windsor, Suss Valley. Ooh.
BG comes back to win 13-8 over DH. So big win there tonight for the BG Bobcats over Deposit Hancock. And so nice job for Coach Israel Lormer and his crew there in Bainbridge. That's a nice win.
Yeah, BG's had some kind of quarantine issues, some injury issues, so that's a good win for them.
Yeah, I know they had some injury issues, didn't have enough to play, and so that's a nice win for DH. And here on a first down, and this is Blaine Reifenberg, wow, just muscling his way out across the 45, almost to the 50. Very nice job there by Reifenberg to move the sticks there for UV.
Good run, but maybe a little too late, right?
Yeah, UV finding themselves deep in a hole here with 9:40 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing 48-16. And we'll see what they can do, try to move the ball. They've had some really nice drives here tonight, and it's just been that Tristan Austin has been really tough to handle on the other side for Green with those four touchdowns.
Yeah, four touchdowns. As he's outscored the UV Storm by himself. Tough to overcome for the Storm.
And so this will be a first down as UV goes right to left, waiting for the snap. They're going to throw it to the outside. Pass is complete to John Leonard at the 50. Crosses over into green territory to the 40. Still on his feet to the 30. We got a flag on the play. He's dragged out of bounds by Tyler Brown as well as Josh Titus. Nice catch and run there by John Leonard.
I'm guessing that's on green because there was about eight green players and one UV player around there. They called it on UV. It must have been the one guy.
Yep, so the...
Wow, there was eight green guys, and it looked like the only UV guy around was the guy with the ball.
And that negates a nice play there by John Leonard. He really did some hard work there to get those last 10 yards shielding off those defenders. And so that's kind of been the story of things here tonight for UV. They'll make a nice play. Something happens. It gets called back. Been another tough one here tonight for the Storm.
Okay, what just happened there? They called it in the spot, and then they walked it back, and they still got the first down. Did you see that? They called it at the spot of the foul.
So it does move up to the 42 here. And so UV will have the ball. And they are in green territory at the 42, so this is going to be Reifenberg in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to throw to the far side. It is complete and out to about the 40-yard line. So good for a gain of about two. And on the receiving end of that was Colin Gilbert, brought down on the play by Hunter Page.
Kudos to Green tonight for tackling. They seem to be tackling very well, getting the guy in the open field. That was a great team tackle. One guy went high, one guy went low, took him right down.
8:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Green 48, UV 16 as that clock continues to move.
Green has really done a good job defensively after that first drive. They've really kind of just stuck to their game plan, really stopped UV. UV really hasn't moved the ball that well since that one play.
Second down at about 9 to go here. Trips to the right here for UV as Reifenberg is in the shotgun standing at the Green 45-yard line. Reifenberg is looking to throw. Rush is coming. Throws it over the middle. It's up over the head there of his intended receiver, Colin Gilbert, and Green bringing the house there on the rush.
That was kind of a weird snap. Usually you see the direct snap to the quarterback. That one kind of hung in the air a little bit. Seemed to have all the timing off for the entire play, and then just didn't have the right timing with the receiver.
And so this will be a third down and about 9 to go here for UV with 7:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Again, our score is Green 48, UV 16. If you're looking for that Bainbridge-Guilford score tonight, BG comes back to win 13-8 over Deposit Hancock, that game in Bainbridge tonight. So congratulations to the Bobcats on their first win of the season. Direct snap, Reifenberg's going to take off. Good for a first down, drags a defender, and gets over the 30 down to about the 28 before he's tackled there by Green's Josh Titus.
Got a little fight left in UV, trying to get back on the scoreboard here before the end of the game. You got to love the fight.
And so well done there by Blaine Reifenberg again, as UV will have a fresh set of downs here to work with deep inside Green territory with 7.5 to go.
We're going to have a timeout.
Looks like a timeout taken here by UV. They want to talk things over. Again, 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter as it's Green 48, UV 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, our out-of-town scoreboard here. Shenango Forks leading Norwich 34-7, about a minute to go in the fourth quarter in that game. And BG wins 13-8 over Deposit Hancock. And our score here with 7.5 to go is Green 48 and UV 16. And so this will be UV with the ball at first and 10 there at the Green 29-yard line. Here is Reifenberg with a man in motion, waiting for the snap. And Reifenberg's going to take off right up the gut again. Splits two defenders, runs out of it here, much like that touchdown he had in the first half, but he did lose the ball.
It's got to be a fumble. Everybody just started jumping on the ground, right?
Yeah, big dog
pile. It's got to be a fumble.
Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile here.
44.
Yeah, UV has the ball, and that's a very nicely done play there by UV to come up with it. Caden Butts. And, hey, it's a first down. Any way you can do it, I guess you do it.
That's got to be a good indicator, right? When everybody just starts jumping on the ground, it's got to be a fumble.
So nicely done there by the UV Storm to recover that fumble as Reifenberg, again, was just trying to muscle his way out of it, trying to spin out. He had a touchdown like that in the first half. And so this will be a first down, a first and 10 at the Green 19-yard line with 6.5 to go now in the fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap. Here is Reifenberg. He's got a man in motion. Wants to throw it to him, and he does. It's John Leonard, but through his hands and an incomplete pass there for the Storm.
They keep on doing that. It looks like that run-pass option, the guy coming across. Reifenberg held the ball there, decided to pass it. The other times he's been kind of running up the middle. So we got second down and 10. Nate, thoughts on DMX? Come on, we got to have bring that up today, don't we?
A sad day. The rapper DMX passing away today. He was 50 years old, is that correct?
Yeah. A lot of people probably don't know this. You probably didn't know. I actually had the chance to see him in concert.
Did you see him at Woodstock?
I did. I saw him at Woodstock 99.
I was watching that video earlier today.
I was there.
Great performance.
I was 20 years old.
A lot of us grew up with DMX, and boy, just a lot of good songs. So here is a second down and 10 to go for UV, waiting for the snap. Reifenberg wants to throw over the middle, and just a bit high there for Butts as he was skying for that one. Third down coming up.
Yeah, Butts got off the line really quick. Almost looked like too quick, but the referees didn't call it. I know they're right on top of the game here. Do not want to go home early, so don't call that.
To relate DMX to local sports, I think at some time he might have been on every warm-up mix of every high school team.
Absolutely. I don't think he's probably making, you know, the radio waves anymore. And I don't know if it's appropriate for the radio waves, but he certainly did, especially our generation, right? The, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. I graduated in 97, so DMX was certainly around. I had the chance to see him in concert. It was
Woodstock 99.
Woodstock 99. I have stories, but probably not appropriate.
Here is 6:25 to go. This is going to be a third down and 10 to go. Reifenberg runs to the outside. He's got some room down to the 10.
Tucks that
ball. He just held on to it. Going to be very close to a first down between the 10 and the 5 at about the 7 here, I would say.
You know, for people like us, DMX, you know, kind of overshadowing Prince Philip dying today, too, who was 99, a big deal for the royal family. History fans out there would understand.
99. Wow.
99 years old, yeah. They were married, I think, 70 years, I read today. Queen Elizabeth, 70 years.
70 years.
70 years. Could you imagine?
Once in a while on the anniversary waltz, Lunchtime with the Oldies on CDO, we'll get some 60s and some 70-year-olds once in a while.
So is this bad? I know the couple that won today.
You did?
They're from Norwich.
All right.
One of them is a school teacher in Norwich, and the other one is one of my old physics teachers.
Reifenberg is going to hand off now, and UV is going to score up the middle with Marcus Proskin slicing through the defense, and the Storm with 5.5 to go cut this lead to 48-22. Nice job there by Proskin.
We should probably pay more attention to the football game than our silly stories, right? Well, great play right up the middle.
Proskin with the nice handoff there, and good job by UV to just keep chipping away on that drive, and Proskin was able to find the hole and put it in.
No, this is just for pride at this point, right? Try to get on the scoreboard, get a little touchdown, you know, for pride, and you know, just stay in the game, play the game all the way through. It'll be interesting to see what Green does now with 5:36. Are they just going to kind of hold on to the ball? They're probably not going to give it to Austin, you know, I wouldn't think, but you never know.
Well, we've been talking about it quite a bit on my podcast recently that the attitude this year is a little different, that even in games that might be a little lopsided at times or something like that, everybody's just so happy to be out there. Here's the two-point conversion. They'll throw a clock across the middle, and it's incomplete. And so the score will be 48-22 here with 5.5 to go. And we'll keep it right here this time. Again, 5:36 to go. Just that everybody is so happy to be back out there and competing again. sometimes it doesn't even matter right now. It's just so good to see everybody getting a chance to play some basketball, some football, some soccer, whatever the sport might be.
And, right, maybe you're right. Just get somebody else the ball at this point of the game. I mean, just try to get everybody involved. Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves still. You're right. It's about participation. Section 4 from the beginning was talking about, you know, focusing on participation. I heard Dr. Zayas from New York State Athletics talking about, you know, the focus is on participation. A lot of people were very upset with the decisions of canceling, you know, the state championships. There is some talk about bringing, you know, a sectional championship style to the spring sports, but we're not going to have anything for fall. I believe, you know, because we did it in the wintertime, there's going to be fall sectionals for swim, I believe. We're going to do that, but nothing for football and nothing for soccer or anything like that. We're trying to make it equitable in Section 4. But there is talk about doing spring sports because we missed out on that last spring.
So there is just under a minute to go in that Forks and Norwich game, and it's Forks 34, Norwich 15 now. And so this will be a kickoff back here between UV and Green. Tristan Austin will field the kickoff, cuts back at the 30.
Yeah, why not run one back here, too?
Right, wants to go to the 35, now to the 40. He's getting some blocks. He's at the 50.
He's gone.
And he's down to the 30, and we're going to have a flag on the play. And here is Tristan Austin running in for the touchdown, but we'll see what this flag is, and this one might be coming back. Oh, boy, there's that speed again on the sideline.
That was the old classic, why did you just have that block? He was going to score anyway. There's no need. The block was 5 yards behind the play. Why block the guy in the back there?
Our final score is Forks 34, Norwich 15. That game down at Shenango Forks tonight. And so back here, that was a nice run back there by Tristan Austin, but again, called back after that flag against the Trojans. With 5:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Green 48, UV 22.
So that's when Austin is like, why are you doing this to me?
So Tristan Austin.
He's coming out of the game.
Yeah, with a nice run back there. So Green's going to take over at, they're in UV territory, about the 42-yard line here. And so this will be the Trojans.
I think we've seen the last of Austin tonight, unless we go back on defense.
So he's had a heck of a ball game here tonight with those four touchdowns, almost with five. And he's put the miles on tonight, too. He's done a lot of good running. And this will be a handoff here.
Do you think they ever gauge that, you know, have them wear a Fitbit and figure out how much they actually run? I've heard that in other sports.
Damian hit on the run here, good for about 3 yards. Yeah, we've talked to some different players over the years that were able to kind of maybe sneak that in because, you know, technically not supposed to wear any type of a watch or any jewelry out there on the field.
Really do that.
But have talked to some players over the years that have maybe worn something on the hip and been able to track some steps and stuff. And a lot of the soccer guys were saying they might run 4 or 5 miles in a game.
Really?
Which, you know, I guess it makes sense when you really think about it. If you're a midfielder, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so 4.5 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 48-22. Green with the ball and trying to put the icing on the cake here for a victory over UV. They're going to hand off again to Damian Hitt to the outside. Good for a first down, down to about the 30-yard line for Green. And so this has been impressive tonight for the Green Trojans. They have a variety of weapons on this team. You can tell as Coach Gorton dials it in a little bit, they are starting to really figure out the 8-man game.
Really, when they want to get it going, they get it to one guy's hands, and that's really what they need to do. Because I don't, you know, we saw, you know, the really good kid there, the Leo from Unitigo.
Yeah, Leo Temple.
But I would say, you know, the kid here, Austin, has probably a little bit more speed than Leo. Leo is probably bigger, more physical, kind of run you over type of running back. This guy just wants to run it to the outside and beat you down the field, and he's not going to make a lot of contact unless he makes that corner. He kind of runs it out of bounds, but. Man, if he gets open space, he's gone.
First down and 10 here for Green. They are at the UV 30-yard line. Again, they'll try to run it up the middle. Good tackle there by Unit de la Valle. That was Nick Tuttle leading the charge as we come up on 3:20 to go here, fourth quarter. And Green in control right now.
Yeah, so the Austin kid, right, when he gets in the open space, he's trying to dance around guys, and he just wants to take off. The Temple kid runs you over. Right, so they're two different types of players, but they're built about the same way, if you look at them, watching them.
Yeah, you know, I would say Austin's a little more tall and lanky, but when I was down, you know, on the field in pregame, and we know him from other sports as well, with covering Green. He is a solid kid, definitely. He's has put his time in. You know, Leo is just a bruiser for sure for Unitigo. They haven't played in a couple weeks as well, and their game tomorrow is canceled against against Oxford. We'll have a flag on the play here as Green is going to get whistled for a false start, it looks like. Yes.
So where does a guy like Austin go next year? Where does Tristan Austin go? It's got to be you make a decision. Does he play somewhere, or do eight-man teams not get a lot of looks in the college level?
I think that the college coaches are just looking for the athletes. That's my assumption. I mean, you look at a guy like Kyler Butts for UV going on to play at St. John Fisher, and he's played 3 years of eight-man football now. So that's where those guys go to those camps and kind of those combines and stuff and try to stand out at those type of things. You know, I'll be interested to see because Tristan's older brother, Coy, went on and played football at Hobart. He was a very good player for Green for a number of years. He's got some other family members that have played some college sports, so I don't know what his decision's going to be. I'll be interested to see, if he's one of those guys that wants to go on and play or not. Boy, here's another penalty against Green before they even got out of the huddle.
Yeah, so we talk about having no penalties. Now we got two without even a play being called.
So 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll wrap up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Those awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. And so this will be a second down and about 20 to go here for the Trojans as they've backed themselves all the way up to the UV 35-yard line as Green goes left to right.
So the quarterback's in a stare down with the back official waiting for the play clock to start.
And so they'll hand one off again here to Damian Hitt, rumbles forward for about 5 yards across the 30 to the 29 before he is brought down by the UV defense and Travis Knapp with a minute 40 to go. And so this will be a nice revenge win here for Green tonight as they fell to UV in week one.
So two more weeks of football. Who do these guys have? Anybody new?
I would have to look. I don't have that schedule in front of me at the moment. But it's been tough right now because Oxford and Unitigo, again, canceled tomorrow. And it goes back to what we were talking about before. Are some teams in quarantine? Do they have some injury problems? It seems to be, for me, a week-by-week thing. We just don't know until about midweek what kind of football games we're going to get in. It's been tough.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Yeah. So here is Green on a third down and about 10 to go. They try to run to the outside. Hitt's going to muscle forward for about 3 yards. And a good job on the tackle by Joe Avolio there for UV.
Holding strong, staying in bounds. We're probably going to have to see one more play, right?
I would think one more play. Here's that clock continues to run. Green currently with a 48-22 lead. Again, our other scores tonight, BG defeating at Deposit Hancock 13-8. And Shenango Forks beating Norwich 34-15. Those are the teams from our coverage area here tonight. Of course, there were other games going on in the area. So it looks like Green electing to maybe just try to run this one out here. They're going to get one more play with about 15 seconds left on the game clock. Here's Titus under center. Titus trying to milk this one for all it's worth, and he's going to take a knee.
False start.
We will have a false start here. And with 9 seconds left, that's going to stop the clock here. But again, the Green Trojans coming in after falling behind. UV scored on that first drive of the game. But then it was 28 unanswered points for the Green Trojans. And UV just couldn't quite keep up with the pace here tonight. But again, good effort by both teams and a great spring night to play some football. And so this will be 9 seconds left. And again, our score 48-22.
We're going to have to see another play.
And so Green's going to walk up to the line here on a fourth down and should just have one more knee to end this game out here. This will be Titus under center, the Green quarterback. Oh, he's going to pitch it, actually.
Yeah, you can't finish it with a fourth down play, right?
Green's going to have one last run here to the outside and getting knocked out of bounds. There was the ball carrier, Damian Hitt, with under a second to go. And we'll see if
that's not going to be a first down. So we're going to have a change. So UV is going to have one play.
He's going to have one more play
one
here.
Play. The game that never ends here.
The Green guys high-fiving.
Oh, he's going to run it off. Art told them to run it off.
Yeah, they're going to run this off. So that's going to be our final score. Green 48, UV 22. Postgame show coming up. We'll wrap things up here on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the booth here in Norwich. Our final score tonight, it's Green defeating Unadilla Valley 48-22 in eight-man football action. A couple other scores to just pass along here, 34-15. Chenango Forks defeating Norwich here tonight. That game was on the road at Forks. And BG over in Bainbridge knocking off Deposit Hancock by a score of 13-8.
Is that BG score a surprise? You keep on being a little surprised there. You're not supposed to.
No, I just I'm more happy for BG because I know they were struggling with some numbers, trying to have the game here. It was kind of up in the air. They get it done. They were down 8-7 for that entire game. They score late and get the victory. So that was, that's cool.
They lost a tough one to Oneonta, right? It was a pretty wide margin.
Yeah, they were. You know, that game was 6-6 for a little bit, and then Oneonta just kind of pulled away in the second half. BG had some injuries and just some low numbers, and that goes back to what we talked about before with how many of these teams that are really tight on the 11-man numbers will end up playing 8-man. I guess we'll see in the near future.
Right.
So, again, some highlights here tonight. Tristan Austin with 4 touchdowns. He could have had 6 because 2 got called back at certain times. But Tristan Austin, again, with 4 touchdowns tonight here for Green. He did a very nice job. The fumble recovery by Tyler Brown was also a key play for Green. 55-yard fumble returned to the house there for him. And other touchdown scorers here tonight, Damian Hitt had a touchdown for Green. And Josh Titus, the quarterback and the QB keeper, had another touchdown for Green as they led 28-16 at the half. Blaine Reifenberg with 2 touchdowns here tonight, the Unadilla Valley quarterback, and Marcus Proskin as well with a TD run for the Storm. Well, Rich, let's get into our post-game awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think that's a pretty easy call here tonight. Tristan Austin from Green, those 4 TDs, he was tremendous.
Yeah, I think that there's no question about it. I think if anybody's listening to us out there, they would agree. There's nothing else to say. He's good. He's got a different speed when he gets to the outside. I wouldn't say he's overly physical for my observations, but boy, he's got a different speed than everybody else out there. As you said, he must be a track athlete.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I would like to go with Timmy Postma tonight from UV. I thought, you know, he's kind of more of an all-purpose guy, too, as he does all the kicking and everything, but he's just such a grinder out there, makes those plays, and just knowing him in the other sports that he plays, just a heart of gold, and I thought he was key on the line here tonight for UV, so we'll give him the Dynamic Defense Award.
There's something about him that you just like. You know, he's always around his teammates. He seems like he's really well liked by the coaching staff. And one thing that you really notice when what happened today is when the injured player for Green got hurt, he was one of the first guys went over to the stretcher to give him well wishes on the way out. He just seems like a good kid, and I've never met him, but I watched him play twice now, and I can't agree more. There's something about him that just watching up here that a lot of our high school athletes should be more like him.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on at these young athletes. I'd like to go with Josh Titus tonight, the Green quarterback. I just thought, again, he was kind of instrumental in getting the ball to Tristan Austin. He had a couple of really nice throws, threw that touchdown catch to Damian Hitt, which was a 35-yard TD. They had a couple of nice two-point conversions. A little bit of everything tonight for Josh Titus for Green.
When you think about a quarterback in this style of game, you think about turnovers, and I don't think we had any turnovers for Green at all tonight. I don't remember anything.
They had the one fumble on the goal line.
That's right. It was a big play, and it was actually him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would agree that the Titus kid, I mean, he seemed very well composed. He ran the offense very well for them. You know, we talk about, like, you know, the quarterback being the point guard and vice versa. He looked like he had all of that and looked like a leader out there, you know. You know, it says here he's a senior. He looked like a good senior leader, didn't make a lot of mistakes, and just ran the offense, and, you know, everything went well for Green tonight.
So that's going to wrap up our game here tonight with Green defeating Unadilla Valley 48-22. Again, a big thank you to Norwich for hosting tonight's game. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. And, Rich, thanks for coming on here tonight and doing some color again.
I'm glad you had me. Past the day, you know, thinking about coming out here, I was looking forward to it all day. I hope I didn't bore anybody out there with all my Bill Walton Indio syncrasies, I guess.
Well, make sure you check back to WCDOsports.com. Again, everything there is courtesy of SFCU. We have our game audio archive, so you can always go back and listen to any of these games that we do. Again, if you missed anything or you want to go back and listen, and we'll have our schedule for next week up there as well. I believe I'll be doing Sydney and BG. That game will be in Sydney next Friday night. And even during the week, there's been these games going on during the week. I've been trying to get out and do Twitter updates at any of these games, trying to do as much high school football as we can. And, of course, right now we have football, soccer, volleyball, field hockey, cross country, all of that information available on my Twitter page. If you want to follow me, it's @NateLull. If you're not a Twitter person, it's still available at WCDOsports.com. Again, our final score, Green 48, UV 22. We'll see you again soon. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.